Penguin Random House Audio presents Jeremy Poldark, A Novel of Cornwall, 1790-1791, by Winston Graham. Read for you by Oliver Hembra. Book 1. Chapter 1. In August 1790, three men rode along the mule track past Grambler Mine and made towards the straggling cottages at the end of the village. It was evening, and the sun had just set. Clouds had been driven up the sky by a westerly breeze and were beginning to flush with the afterglow. Even the mine chimneys, from which no smoke had issued for the best part of 2 years, took on a matured, mellow colour in the evening light. In a hole in the taller of the two, pigeons were nesting, and their flapping wings beat against the wider silence as the men passed. A half-dozen ragged children were playing with a homemade swing suspended between two of the sheds, and some women standing at the doors of cottages, hands on elbows, watched the horsemen ride by. They were soberly dressed, respectable riders in a clerkish black, and they sat their horses with an air of importance. Not many such were seen nowadays in this half-derelict, half-deserted village, which had come into being and had existed solely to serve the mine, and which, now that the mine was dead, was itself perishing of a slower decay. It seemed that the men were going to pass right through, as might have been expected, but at the last, one nodded his head, and they reined in their horses at a more dejected-looking shack than anything they had yet seen.